everybody, to the first show of Little Fella Radio Show with your host, Little Fella AJ. Today, it's going to be all about me on the show. I'm going to be talking about anything and everything, and you guys are going to listen. I'm not forcing you to, but I'm hoping that you are going to. Today is going to be an exciting day for all of us. I'm Corey Blaze's godson, the host of Fat Guy Radio Show. So I'm pretty sure you guys know why I have my own radio show. Because he has his own. Yay! yeah, so me, I'm just excited. It's just going to be a happy summer for me now. Every time I do this show, I'm going to be like, just like the theme song. Y'all upbeat and everything. Okay, folks, today we're going to be having some interesting topics. But first, I want to introduce you to my good friend, Dante Smith. Say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, he has a deep voice. Yeah, and he's kind of shy. But don't worry, we're going to make him talk. We're going to make him talk a lot. All right, Dante?
Yes.
And not just one word of things. Okay, folks, let's jump right into our show here. First off, I want to talk about soda, the yummy killer. Soda has been around for a while, as far as I know, and it's delicious. People drink it during summer. Some people drink it during winter if their house is nice and toasty. That's usually hot chocolate to me. And now I'm rambling on again. Just like I always do. Anyway, soda. Yummy. Delicious. Well, not everybody. Me. It's something I'll drink every once in a while. Like today, I drank one of those glass bottles of Coke. Wow, I've never burped so much in my life. No, that's a lie. I burped, excuse me, one time. Burped, went to say excuse me, and I burped saying that. You've done anything like that, Dante?
Yes.
Have you ever burped, like, the alphabet, a couple letters?
Yes, I burped every letter of the alphabet by drinking a soda.
Talented. I could get to, like, C or D. Luckily, sometimes I get to F, but that's rare. So, yeah, folks, he's just going to pretty much be like that for the whole show, in and out with his own input sometimes. Okay, back to the topic of soda. So, he's just messing around over there. He's excited. As far as I know, it's his first time on a show at all. Radio, TV, this is his first time on a show. Soda. It's so bad that I learned that if you have an oil stain, like on concrete on your driveway or something, I heard that if you pour Coke on it, it'll clean it right up. Every little stain. Well, as long as it fits over it. Because if you have like a drop, there might be just one little drop of cleanness in it. Unlike Dante, who never bathes.
You wish.
You take showers more than your sister does. That's saying something. You shower like every day. I need to be all squeaky clean. Like you won't be happy until your body's shining and squeaky. Just like Patrick Starr in that episode.
Squeak, squeak.
That sounds like a horrible imitation of I was about to say cat. A mouse. I don't know why I was about to say cat. Maybe because cats chase mice. Soda, I think, is delicious. I don't really drink soda that much. I just had one today. Just to have one. And Dante tried to talk me into pouring water into it. And like, you know how you rub your finger when it's wet around the edges. But since it's a tiny bottle, it didn't exactly work for us.
What are you talking about, AJ?
You know what I'm talking about. You tried to fill up the bottle with water and then you tried to rub your finger on it. I saw you. You all at the scene, like. Okay. Okay, soda topic must not be very interesting because I keep going off of it. Like, I must not really be interested in this. Okay, now we're going to talk about social networks for all you Facebook users, Twitter lovers, bird people, Instagram haters. I don't know why I said haters. What else is there? MySpace. MySpace is trying to make a comeback. Justin Timberlake, it ain't working. You're a music artist and you're trying to turn a social network into a music network. It ain't working, buddy. Because I used to have a MySpace account. You can't find me on it anymore. I haven't been on that thing in ages. Speaking of ages, guess what happened to me a couple days ago? That's right. Wednesday, June 19th. You guys might have heard when I was on Fat Guy Radio Show. I turned 13. I am now officially a teen. Same age as Dante. Who is very in his own world right now. Earth to Dante. Houston needs you. And he's still gone. Wow, okay. Dante is just gone. He's shy, so he's trying to avoid the microphone. He's pretty much in here just to listen. But yeah.
Exactly.
See, told you we get some words out of you. Well, word. Okay, back to the social networks. Facebook has supposedly been losing lots and lots of members. People are leaving it. It's like MySpace. Everyone left MySpace and they went to Facebook. I read this joke actually. It's like Facebook and MySpace were married and they had kids, and it looks like MySpace got all the kids because MySpace was overrun by us. And now Facebook got overrun by us, and now everyone's jumping from Facebook to like Twitter and Instagram. As far as I know, Instagram is just a place where you take pictures and you can post them. Like, I don't really know the cool thing about Instagram. I'm probably never going to go on it. I think you need a smartphone for that, if you people know what I mean. I need a phone that can go on the internet and stay on it, like, forever. Well, not forever, but I can stay on the internet, which I will probably never use. Probably check my Facebook every once in a while. I mainly use phones as just contact to my friends and family. Wow! Talk about a headache right there for a second. It's like I just drank something. I did drink something. Some horrible, horrible tasting soda. Well, it was good, but I wasn't risking drinking the other kind. I tried this cookie dough, which tasted more like Oreos. Yeah, there's a couple flavors. Oreo. Cookie dough, which didn't taste like cookie dough. Apple pie, wasn't risking it. Hot wings, buffalo style hot wings, right? Is that what it's called? Buffalo style hot wings? Yes. Yeah, there was that and bacon soda. Wasn't trying the bacon, not baking. I'm not trying to say baking with like a bacon kind of slang. I wasn't doing that. It's actually bacon, stuff you eat. That's made from pig. There we go. That's more descriptive. Bacon soda, buffalo style hot wings, apple pie, and cookie dough. I only tried the cookie dough. Wasn't risking it with the apple pie. And I got info that the other two weren't. Oh, you shouldn't risk it. Your opinion on it, Dante? How did it taste to you?
Tastes like something that no one. Well, technically, it tastes like crap.
Yeah, I would say so. Like, it's kind of sizzled in my mouth, like soda does when it first touches your lip. Tongue! Jesus, my mind is everywhere but where it should be. It's like that Spy Kids movie. There's I don't remember what they call it. Mind? The. Us track of time? I can't remember. Like, the track. Mind track or something like that? I think that's what it's called. The brain. Mind track? I don't know. But. They saw it's like, so what's wrong with it? It's lost itself. Yeah, I ruined the moment. Like, I can't even say the joke now. I ruined that. Okay, going back to the social networks, which we ended up spending like 5 minutes away from. MySpace. I saw the commercial for it. If other people saw it, it is the weirdest commercial I've ever seen. It's all about like emo punk and rock and roll and all that crap. People kissing their own gender and some dude being driven on a chair. I don't know. I recommend you don't see it. And if you see a bunch of people in a commercial doing a bunch of crazy stuff, don't watch it. You'll be traumatized. I wasn't, luckily, but you will. And Twitter. Let's just go over to Twitter real quick. Twitter is like Facebook, only worse. Like, there's a hashtag for everything out there. Oh, I'm in the bathroom. Hashtag taking a dump. I'm about to get clean. Hashtag, I'm about to be squeaky. I just saw a bird die. Hashtag, death. And here we go.
How did people lose
interest?
Yes.
Well, it's like the thing that happened to MySpace. Everyone got tired of it with all the stuff that's going on. Because there are people out there that be like, good night, Facebookers. Good morning, Facebookers. And they talk about every single thing they do. Like, I just went to the bathroom. I took a dump. Like, who needs to know about that? And I can't really say that because there are people out there that read all those and like and comment. Oh, I had one of those too. like. There are also people that look at everything you do. Like. Jesus, and posting statuses all the time. Posted 1 second ago. Oh, there's another post. Oh, there's another one. A million comments, a million likes. But you post something serious like a tornado hit. A horror superstorm Sandy just destroyed a million homes. Not a single comment. Not a single like. Okay, I wouldn't expect it to be likes, but comments, shares, something. Speaking of shares, videos. People share videos all the time. I'm looking at one right now. Everything he sees that's a video on Facebook, he shares it for his own personal self. Just get a YouTube account. Videotape your whole entire day. Oh, that's 24 hours. Someone's not going to want to watch. Like, seriously, who wants to spend their whole day watching a kid in his whole life? And since Dante takes a shower all the time, he's going to have the shower doors closed, but the camera's going to be sitting on the sink, and everyone's just going to be watching, like...
Talking about movies, how about we go into the sci-fi movies?
You're just jumping ahead, but all right. What do you want to talk about in the sci-fi movie? You just don't like it when I'm messing with you, don't you?
Yep.
I knew it. You don't like it when I mess with you. Okay, folks, we can't mess with Dante anymore. Aww. If I had, like, one of those buttons, I'd have, like, a bunch of booze. Boo! You stink! I'm kidding. Don't get mad.
He doesn't know what's coming for him after the show.
Kelp. Got that from a Good Luck Charlie episode. Anyway, since we're going to sci-fi movies, I'm a sci-fi nerd. I'm into Narnia. Wow. Big fan of it, but I can't remember the name. I'm into Narnia, Star Wars, Star Trek, a bunch of all that stuff. Independence Day, stuff has to do with aliens. Oh, yeah. Aliens. Guess what? I read an article. I was about to say, guess what? Like, I'm going to get a bunch of people listening. Ooh, I know! I read an article about the United Kingdom, UK. They found a UFO in the sky, supposedly yesterday. And, I think so. I don't know what the date is today. Today is the 21st, I believe. Yes? No? Yes. Yeah. Oh, today is Saturday. Yeah. Why did I feel like it was Friday? Yeah, it's late. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Just kidding. I would be like,
I don't even think I'll do the show if it was 1 o'clock in the morning.
I'd be eating. I'd be grubbing. Because I want to grub right now. Just be like one of those. Birds and stuff are so lucky because they can eat whenever they feel like it. Put the chips down.
There's chips right in front of us, and it's making us jealous.
Right? They're not even ours. But the owner of them isn't here.
They're stacked chips.
Because the owner of them is talking right now. That's right.
Huh?
I'm the owner of those chips, and you better not touch them. And now Dante's going into his own world again. Oh, boy. Like, I love how Star Wars says a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
That isn't true.
Because, yeah, the galaxy far, far away part, yeah, that could be true. But a long time ago? Okay, it should say this. A long time ago, yet somehow in the future. Because, well, we don't have flying cars. Yes, I know it's science fiction. Just deal with me on this. Yes, I know. They have flying cars. Lightsabers. I would love to just pull one of those things out. Perfect sound effects. And I would love to have different planets that you could just travel to by ship. Like, it's like awesome. Besides the clone troopers. Odd. Dante. Always messing me up.
I didn't say anything to you.
I just like to blame things on you.
And for what reason?
It's fun.
How is it fun?
Because you do the same thing to me.
When?
All the time.
Oh.
Here we go with the oh. In dead silence, just oh. I just like fantasy movies because it's so cool. Like, I went to, I think it was Disneyland? I think. Don't. If it is, cool, because I don't care. I can't remember. I believe it was Disneyland. It's where we got these 3D glasses, and we went into a Star Wars ship. And it was controlled by C-3PO and R2-D2. But R2-D2 was, like, on the top. And we were waiting for Master Luke to come and fly us to our tour. But R2-D2 decides to start it up and fly, and we're, like, going through galaxies and stuff, and, like, the seats move and everything, and it looks like you're actually flying through and everything. Yeah, it was fun. Disneyland, it was a fun thing.
Do you think we could talk about sports?
Whatever we want to talk about.
Oh.
Because Mr. Baseball Fanatic over here loves baseball. Every time we passed baseball on TV, he'd be like, ooh, baseball. Ooh, baseball. Like that Family Guy episode when What's-His-Name comes in. Ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, a piece of candy. Ooh, a piece of candy. Oh, that was a funny episode. I would continue on what happens, but I can't. It's inappropriate. After I find out what the age group for my viewers is, then I'll do maturity-wise. But right now, it's just unknown concerning the first show. If you guys would like to, on my website, send me emails about whatever you want me to talk about. I'll do a shout out for each topic. I'll shout out who sent me it. I'll just say the first name or the last name. Be like, Williams! Or, no, I'd be like, either, if I do the last name, I'd be like, Denman. Or the first name, Spencer. That's to my friend Spencer Denman. He's up in Washington right now. Yeah, he was a good friend. Get to see him next year. Good friend during school. Back to the sports topic. Baseball, football, basketball. Oh, yeah. Miami Heat. Congrats on winning. Well, I gotta say, it's not a big shocker to me because, well, it was a shocker because, like, you and the Spurs. I actually thought the Spurs were gonna win. It was the sixth game.
The second to last game, I came home and the Spurs were winning. And
Miami just came back
real fast. And
yeah.
It took overtime. And then they won.
Yeah, like I was.
It was a close game.
It was a close game.
The last game was just too easy for the Heat.
Yeah, it's like they had more energy that game. The Spurs just gave it up. They smoked Memphis. I think it was Memphis. But Miami, that proved to be a challenge. So congrats Miami on winning. So good luck or good job. You guys deserve it. Yeah. So, baseball is still in season, I believe. The word season, session. Session sounds better. I believe it's still in session. And Diamondbacks have a home game coming up, actually, in a couple of days. 6 days, I believe. Yes, 6 days, the 27th.
Diamondbacks are actually doing pretty good this season.
They are, actually. They are. Decent. Better than they usually do. They're good. All right. I'll just leave it at that. They're good. Hockey. A sport that
no one really understands.
It's pretty simple, like soccer, actually, and football. Now that I think of it, most sports are pretty simple. Football seems, well, if you put all the rules and everything, like in the football and soccer and hockey and all that, then it seems can't say hockey. Hockey is still easy. You can ram people into walls and stuff and ram them down on the ice. Hockey's a pretty mind. It's like NASCAR. You don't really need much education to know how to do hockey. NASCAR, though, you need to know how to drive at high speeds, how to turn and everything, and how to know if you're about to get killed. I saw a commercial today. NASCAR driver just rammed straight in the wall. I don't know what happened, but he was just his target was that wall. Soccer, it's like. They call it football in, like, Mexico and everywhere besides America. And it's I know how to play soccer. Like, I know the rules and stuff. But it's kind of hard sometimes to not use your hands. You, like, the goalie gets it all. He can use everything. I mean, literally everything in his body. Hands, feet, eyes, head, forehead, skull, back, butt. Soccer is a very weird sport to me. Like, it's like they have fouls and stuff. What do they call it? They call it a card, I believe. Like, you get a red card and all that. Baseball doesn't have any penalties. They just get yelled at. Basketball, they have fouls, and football have flags, and soccer has cards. Hockey, I think they just throw you out of the thing for like 5 to 10 minutes. Or the whole game, depending on how bad it is. I used to have this hockey game for like 2002. It was 2002 hockey. Sadly, I loved that game. Like, that was my favorite game. And, it was a video game. I had it for my PS2? Nintendo 64? The PS2's up then? Like, 2002? I think
maybe
so.
Maybe around there.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think I was alive when PS2 first came out. If I was, I was young. But I was alive when the PlayStation 3 came out, the PSP, the PS Vita. Now I'm going to be alive when the PS4 comes out.
It kind of sucks that the PS2 isn't really in anymore.
Yeah, like you don't really get anything for the PS2 anymore.
It's all about PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, Wii U.
Oh my god, I actually do want a Wii U.
PlayStation 4.
Have you seen the picture for a PlayStation 4 controller?
Yeah.
That thing is weird. Like, you need some... If you need to use one hand, your left hand, for something on the right, you need to reach over. Just be like... Just got it. Oh, there we go. What do they call the new Xbox now? The Xbox 720?
I never heard of it.
You haven't heard of it? Coming out. I think it's the Xbox 720. There's 180, 360, 720, yeah. You go from 1 to 3 to 7. I don't know. Actually, there was no 180. It was just Xbox. Nothing else, just Xbox. My best friend, Karsten, actually, still has the original Xbox. And so does my dad. I wonder if they can sell that on eBay for a good price. A good price.
Probably not, because not a lot of people like Xbox.
Are you kidding? There are still people out there looking for the very first Nintendo. Trust me, they are.
I wouldn't. That's so ungraphic.
Right? The kids of our generation, we look at one of those Nintendo graphics, we're looking at, like...
Something that you're looking down on the floor.
Right?
like bugs.
It's not 3D-ish. You push a button. Why is he so slow? I'm hitting the jump button, but it takes him like 2 seconds. Jump, I say jump. My dad actually had one of the Nintendos, and he had Donkey Kong Country, I believe. And I actually played that with him. And we played a two-player. We got pretty far, but there was this one level that we could not do. I think it was like where you had to like put these green lights and these rhinos that you can't defeat would go to bed, but as soon as the lights turn green, they'd come up and hit you and stuff. We got stuck on that level. Either is that or we got stuck on the minecart level. I don't know.
The worst game that there ever is Grand Theft Auto, the first one for PlayStation 1. It is the worst game.
I thought they had that for like arcade.
No. I don't know.
I think they did.
I played it. It was like in a CD case. I played it, and it was like...
Horrible?
Horrible.
Yeah, like you're looking down on them.
All the you would look down at them, and all the buttons were switched around.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw on the first PlayStation controller, like, there's the little joysticks that they have on the PS2 and stuff aren't there. Like, that's what I saw. There was no little things, unless they got ripped off. I didn't see them. But, yeah, Grand Theft Auto has gone through some serious changes. Ooh. from Grand Theft Auto New England, or England or something like that, that was like the last Grand Theft Auto before you can actually see like second person or third person. I'm sorry, before you can actually see like third person view. Because then I think it went from England to three. I actually watched the YouTube thing on this, all the Grand Theft Auto things from they were first born. I think it went three. No, yeah, Vice City. No. Because, yeah, it went from three because you couldn't fly or drive. You can only, like, go on boats. I don't even think you can go on boats. There aren't any boats that you can drive. Yes, there is. All you can do is drive boats in that one. Grand Theft Auto Vice City, you can fly helicopters and planes that can go in water. And then they went to Grand Theft Auto 4. Why do I seem like Grand Theft Auto 3 and 4 are, like, miles away? Like, here's Grand Theft Auto 3 and Grand Theft Auto 4. They're, like, America to China. Or whatever's on the exact opposite side of the world from us. Probably because there's a huge graphic difference in the games. Like, Grand Theft Auto 4 is more realistic. Besides the drivers, if you actually try to drive normally, that ram into you and you can't turn on your blinkers. Attention, Rockstar, we would like that. I've actually read some complaints on people that do actually want that. There are some things in games, like this game Bully I have for my PS2. Fun game. But there would be some things I'd like to change in it. Don't you think, Dante?
Yes, like the skateboard. You could change the skateboard, how it looks, and
be able to do tricks and stuff, besides just an ollie.
Do different tricks on it, and, like, your hairstyle could actually show in your hat, like, how you could look in real life.
Yeah. Like, The Sims actually seems a little better, because you can, like, choose your character and stuff, make them still look cool and stuff. But Bully, I like it, because it's kind of realistic, but still has that fantasy part in it. Every game's like that. Just like Grand Theft Auto 4, jump off a building. I don't know how, but my friend Karsten, we were playing Grand Theft Auto 4 Liberty City Stories. I'm not going to say the name of the one. The Ballad of Gay Tony. Yeah, I said it. Oh, yeah. He was in a helicopter, went as far as he could in the sky and jumped out. Didn't have a parachute or anything. Hit the top of a building, flew and hit the ground and survived. I did that and I died. As soon as I hit the building, I was just and flew. Him hit the building, flew, hit another building, hit the ground, survived. I was like, glitch. Serious glitch. And every game has those. Like Black Ops, there used to be a million glitches. They changed that. They fixed it. But if there are still glitches out there, they ain't gonna fix it now. They have to worry about Black Ops 2. I like Black Ops 2 Zombies because, excuse me, it has like, everything's the same, but I just like how there's new maps and stuff. Like Nuketown, how it's already been hit by the nuke and hasn't been changed and stuff. That is cool. I like that. Me and my stepbrother actually, if you're listening to this, don't get mad at me for putting this over the internet, but we used to play Nuketown on Black Ops and act like we actually lived there and stuff. We go around acting like we were neighbors and stuff. And in Black Ops 2, after it got hit by the nuke and everything, we acted like we were in there like, oh my god, what happened to our town and everything? We had to protect ourselves from the zombies. And then in 2023, I don't remember what it's called, but we acted like the city's been rebuilt and everything, and then if they make a Black Ops 3, which I don't believe they are, if they rebuild it after, like, nuke hits that, we're gonna probably do that, and then they rebuild it again, and yeah. So, Dante, I'm gonna let you take the mic.
What should I talk about?
Anything and everything. Just make it at least PG. So you don't know the age group. This is why we write down notes.
But you didn't tell me to write down notes.
I told you had to be there with me. You're my co-host. You have to. Folks, this is a problem that we're going to need to settle in the meeting room.
You wish.
I can fire you.
Yeah, and I can beat you up.
Touche. Normal talk for us, actually. So, it doesn't get any weirder than that.
Yeah, it does. We fight over what color shoes is on a game.
We do? Oh.
And hats and shirts.
Yeah.
And how it matches.
I don't know why, but we got into an argument like our moms do with us about clothes matching. Okay, folks. It's been fun, but it is time for me to say goodbye for now. Okay, folks, this has been Little Fella Radio Show with your host, AJ, and your co-host, Dante, who will maybe or may not be here next time.
But I'll try.
He will try. So, yes, he does have a second job, actually, which is...
awesome.
Yeah, awesome. This has been Little Fella Radio Show with your host, AJ, and co-host, Dante. We are going to hopefully be here next time. So, if you want to listen to more, go to littlefellowradio.com. That's littlefellowradio.com. Oh my god, I can't believe. Never mind, it's something else. So, thank you folks for listening, and tune in next time. We hope to notice views from everywhere. And I know I have one little fan out there, so make sure you tell your friends, little dude. So, this has been Little Fella Radio. We have had fun with all of you guys. We've had fun talking about everything. So, have a nice summer, and see you next time. Bye!